Acts chapter 3, verse 21. Heaven must receive Jesus Christ until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Music teacher picked up a tuning fork, tapped it, said, "That's middle C. It was middle C 1,000 years ago. It'll be middle C 1,000 years from now, no matter how flat you sing. So, Yudi, get in tune, or don't sing." She had found a constant truth, unfortunately one that some like me maybe can't hear, and others will only hear for a time. But our Lord wants to share with you another middle C, a constant truth for eternity. Jesus received the throne of heaven. Jesus cares very much that a lot of people are out of tune with this middle C. He not only invites us to hear it, he gives people the ability to hear it and to be in tune with it. So though other people refuse to get in tune with it, he's asking you and me to stay in tune. And why would any Christian want to be out of tune with this glorious melody? Jesus received the throne of heaven. Yet our Lutheran confessions refer to two ways in which Christians have wickedly falsified the middle C tune of our text. And sadly, these dissonant notes are very common among Christians. One, they make the discordant claim that Jesus now, according to his human nature, is enclosed in a circumscribed space somewhere up there. So he cannot be present in the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper. He cannot be present here with you now as we're gathered in his name. But the middle C, constant truth of Scripture, is very clear. Jesus received the throne of heaven. And that is no circumscribed space somewhere up there. Ephesians chapter 4. The same one who descended, God became man to come down to us, has now also ascended and fills all things. This Jesus, now filling all things, is the same God-man who shed his blood to redeem you from all your sins. Colossians chapter 2. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Though man's reason and senses cannot perceive the amazing miracle of this truth, the middle C, the constant truth of Scripture, is clear. Jesus received the throne of heaven. He is ruling all things. He has the authority to tune your life, to work all things together for good according to his gracious purpose. He is present in all places to bring his very special blessing whenever you are gathered together with two or three in his name. He is your blood brother to make your humblest prayer a sweet-smelling savor to the Lord. And yes, he himself comes to you in bread and wine to give you the very body and blood shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Perhaps you have never doubted that Jesus, now also according to his human nature, is present in all places. But how often have you felt, this word of God, this command, it just doesn't make sense. My way is better than God's way. Lest you be led astray by such wickedly false discordance. The admonition that follows our text is, listen to Jesus. He wants to tune your heart to this middle C constant truth. Jesus received the throne of heaven. Yes, our confessions do refer to a second way that Christian dissonance wickedly falsifies the middle C truth of our text. We condemn certain Jewish opinions that before the resurrection of the dead, the godly shall take possession of the kingdoms of this world, the ungodly everywhere being suppressed. But what is the restoration of all things which all the prophets have foretold? It's not earthly pleasures, possessions, popularity, power, and prestige. Those are the things that led the Jewish leaders to crucify the Lord of glory. And it is also these material things that our hearts by nature long for. And so, itching ears, listen to the siren song sung from so many pulpits and are led astray into millennial dreams and theologies of earthly glory. But the middle C constant truth of Scripture is clear. Jesus received the throne of heaven, not to restore an earthly kingdom before Judgment Day, but to restore a heavenly kingdom at Judgment Day. For now, Acts 14, we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. Yes, Jesus is still ruling. Ruling to sing to your heart the sweet melody, your sins are forgiven. My Father loves you. My resurrection is yours. Revelation 2, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Perhaps you've never been attracted to millennialism. But how often have you been more concerned about the pleasures and possessions of this world than about what Jesus' will for you is? Lest such wickedly false discordance lead you astray, the admonition that follows our text is, listen to Jesus. He wants to tune your heart to this middle C constant truth for eternity. Jesus received the throne of heaven. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 218, 218, stanzas 1 and 6.